at me, Taylor.
Yeah! Okay. What's up, pussy? What is going on? Okay.
Yeah, so childish though.
So everybody's good. Everybody's fine.
My nigga Scoop ain't here, man. I don't know where he is.
I don't know what's going on with Scoop. I don't know.
He probably got
to be late for work soon.
Yeah, he said he had to be to work for 12.
Right. So that means he better be late for fucking work.
Child, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe he got him some good pussy and can't wake up.
I will hope, because the poor boy been struggling.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I will hope.
Wife not giving nothing for this.
No shade. No shade. No shame.
All the shame.
I'm just saying, my pussy is open for the taking. No shame.
I can make it do with a zoo, baby.
Okay.
How was your day, guys?
It was good.
That's wonderful.
I relaxed.
Yo, I'm telling you, I feel like I've been on a fuck spree. I'm so tired.
Well, I'm glad you're fucking for the both of us, because I'm dry.
You over there, dry pussy.
I'm dry, and it's not funny,
and
y'all.
I'm over here, she's leaking. She's soaking wet.
Girl, come splash me with some of the juice, girl, because bitch, I'd have lost mine.
Maybe I need to sprinkle some of my cherry dust on you.
Please. Girl, sprinkle when they put the holy water, bitch, because I'm dry over here. I need a blessing.
It's just bill time, I'm going to be honest.
Oh my God.
My dog says bill time, no.
Child.
Fuck, say my name. Pay my bills.
Okay, that boy.
Niggas think it's a joke. Pay my bills.
Scoop the one with all the money.
Look, so I forgot we wasn't doing the video. I done set me up a spot and everything. I done had to use my camera, see how I look, make sure I was presentable.
Bitch, and had the suit and tie on, girl, with the candles lit, huh, kid?
with the red light plugged in. With the red light plugged in.
He's trying to get his sweat on.
Bitch, I'm not finna play with y'all.
The sweat hotel.
Say,
the
sweat
pick.
Hotel, girl. Play,
I'm weak.
Oh, my God.
About time. Dang.
Yo, why? Niggas always think because I smoke and I get high that I get horny from smoking. I'm like, no, I've been smoking too long. Like,
I do.
Work for me no more. So they be just assuming, just because I'm getting high, they about to get some pussy. Nigga, no, I'm about to go eat and go my fucking high ass in the house and go to sleep probably.
I do, though. I guess because I'm not a big smoker like that. So I get... Ooh, child.
I don't know. See, give me some. Little.
I get out the box. Smoking or drinking, I get out the box. Like...
No, I'm just saying, when they automatically assume. Now, don't get me wrong. High sex, ooh, Lord.
Ooh.
Fuck the universe. It'd be like, I'm going to hold it together.
She sounded like she jumped out the car while it was going just now.
Okay.
I put my head out the
She had a flashback. That's all it was. You know how them sex flashbacks be. They just sit you out the blue and you just, ooh, hold up, wait a minute.
Man, so we 5 minutes up in this thing, man. So what we doing?
5 minutes already?
How this
work?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But basically, to the fans that are going to be listening, we apologize for the inconvenience. We just had a little bump because somebody has an iPhone 5S. Which is
the 4.
It's an iPhone 4.
Well, I'm sorry, iPhone 4. They weigh in 2010 while we're weighing 2030 with the iPhone X over here. So I don't know what's going on Ray's side.
Okay, it's okay.
Just pop that pussy for an upgrade, okay, sis?
For an upgrade. Make the nigga pay the bill, girl.
Get a pass and he gonna buy me an iPhone X.
Okay. I know Pastor Charles, girl. I know Pastor Charles.
Yeah, I believe Pastor Charles them alone.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, go on with the introduction.
Basically, this is our introduction episode. We are missing one of our co-hosts, Scoop. I don't know what's going on with Scoop. Hopefully, like Ray said in the beginning, he's getting some pussy because it's been a while for him. So, please, having some fun right now.
My dog been on a drought.
That he's missing work. So, I hope it was worth it. I mean, what else is there to say?
You got to introduce yourself. Of course, they know you.
But I mean, everybody knows who I am. I am the infamous Nola Monroe, everyone's favorite XXX plug. Go ahead and put that in there. Y'all know I'm the nasty one.
She ain't plugging nothing.
And I'm the Virgin Mary. Okay. Known as Ray. I don't have any cool nicknames or no funky shit, but it's Ray.
She said the Virgin Mary.
And I'm very sick.
Did you marry a Magdala? That's what you mean.
Okay, kid, we waiting on you. What's up? It ain't no kid to play for me.
Man, I'm just kidding, man. That's it. That's it. That's it.
That's it, kid. That was so lame.
That's it.
Kid, that introduction was dry as my pussy right now.
It happened like that.
Okay, I have a question. What's up? For the
Go ahead. Hit me with.
Is your sex game as dry as your introduction?
You know, it might start off like that.
It might start off like that,
but it ain't gonna finish like that at all.
Oh, okay. That's all that matters.
Go for it.
Oh.
Go for it. That's just like, you know, I can't ride.
No, bitch, you just lazy. That's what it is. Ain't that you can't, right? You just lazy.
Oh my God.
Lazy. I am so
sis, no.
Sometimes.
Not with writing, sis. See, there's a whole episode in itself, sis. No.
Yes.
Sis, you can't do that.
That's why we have this, because I bet you there's some bitches out there. That's
true. Trust.
It needs to feel like they just don't work sometimes. They just don't work.
I got a few DMs from a few boys who told me that their girlfriends are kind of, you know, they're just stiff at the board and just how you loosening bitches up. And I'm just like, you got to, you know, you got to train them bitches. It's not hard. Sex is not hard. People make it seem so hard, but it's not hard at all.
It is difficult when you don't know the person. You got to get to know the person.
But that's why people shouldn't just be fucking random people.
But sometimes one night stands be the truth, though.
I dropped my light on the side of the seat. I really want to pull up on the side.
Oh, Lord. Here she go with her shit.
Oh, nigga about to hand the phone. She going to be moving, trying to...
Let me focus on the road.
So anyway,
see by the mischievous shit I did, I knew it was bad. I knew I should have.
Oh my God.
It's like, remember when I was telling you about how I really made us about to go into the ditch? Those fucking ditches is deep as fuck. If we would have went in the ditch, I wouldn't have been able to explain it, because this dick would have been out and I would have been leaned over and they would have
been
like,
girl, see, that's what I'm saying. It's dangerous riding a car. A minute, you're listening to that boot up song and girl, next thing you know, bitch, you all on his dick, bitch. Like, girl.
Then you be trying to figure out why you have a fucking bib on all these damn slides. Baby looking like a teething baby.
It's like, girl, it don't go like that, like, bitch. I mean,
ain't no complaining from over here.
Of course not. Not from y'all.
What we gonna complain for? You know, y'all could get a little head too. All you gotta do is prop that one leg up, that left leg on the stand wheel on that side right there. Yeah.
I'm not about to try and die. I'm not even about to try. It's not even worth it for the
girl. Can you just imagine?
I don't even mind.
Your leg cocked up, girl, and y'all crashed, and you stuck in that position, and the police just pull up like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was the cause of the accident. Like, how embarrassing that would be.
Man, look.
But you know, there are some girls who drive with their legs up a bitch. I mean, if I'm really trying to enjoy something, boy,
you got to be able to die for that pussy, man.
I mean, it's not worth it.
You ain't lived until you're ready to die for it.
I mean, okay, no, I'm lying. Because when I give head, bitch, suffocate me, bitch. I'm telling you, I done lost life. I done died like 3, 4, 5
blacked out. You know, niggas smack you, a couple times, bring you back to
exactly.
Life.
Why he had, you know, he had to perform CPR. You know, because when I'm gagging on that dick, bitch, I'm gagging, bitch. Kill me, bitch. Suffocate me, bitch. Like... So, you know, I can't say I wouldn't die for that dick, but...
She plays a disciplinary act with the dick. She's
and I got the videos to prove it.
I like it. I like it.
Nasty, nasty. Okay, super hit ain't got nothing on me.
I'm gonna play with y'all.
No tea, no shade. Okay. But, girl, we're 11 minutes in already.
I said to the spiritual world, I give them head. That's all, that's my ultimate.
Ooh. Goal. Yes.
To the spiritual.
You got to snatch their soul.
Send them to the spiritual world, baby. Go visit your ancestors.
I mean, but, we can't be, you know, like a musty mouth bitch that we know.
Shout out Bree. You hear me?
Oh. Yeah.
Bree.
No.
See, I was going to save you for a later episode, sis. Please. But sis.
We're going to talk about that another time.
I'm going to just give you a major shout out, girl.
The truth.
Ooh. Kid, just say something to Bree.
The truth, you hear me? She know where she's standing there. She got a special place in my heart right up in here.
Ooh. Ooh, Bree. Girl.
No, you gotta take a survey on it because I guarantee you.
No, we cannot.
I guarantee you, she's not the only person.
That's.
But she the one who took your.
That's
heart,
a no no though, kid. See, y'all fellas don't look at it how we look. That's my God,
bro.
That's like a girl telling you, "Oh, come eat my pussy," and she just got finished working out in a hot ass sun. No.
But you know, but look, so what's the difference between that? I ain't never did, just throw that out there because that ain't my cup of tea. But so what's the difference in between that and a dude eating y'all on y'all period? I done met a lot of women who done had that. I done met women who done had that before, is what I'm saying.
And no, they are trifling. With a capital T and a capital G at the end, trifling.
To me, that's nasty.
That's what they are. That's nasty.
I'm not doing this shit. First of all, I don't even want to be bothered that much.
Wait. But who eating pussy when a blood? Oh my God.
A lot of people do that.
That's nasty.
That's trifling as fuck.
Who does it? Okay, ew. So fellas, if y'all listening, have y'all ever done that? Have y'all ever eaten your girl out while the blood was flowing? Like y'all just stabbed it on it and y'all ate the pussy. Please let me know. Sweet just, me, just everybody, follow our official Twitter at GSpotThe, which I'm going to get Twitter to change that around because that just sounds so stupid. But definitely sweet us your answers, or you could DM me on Instagram your answers on that, because that's just nasty. I'm not gonna judge this a no judgment zone.
Well, you judging them if you calling them nasty.
We find it nasty. I'm not doing it.
I mean, each his own, because I mean, I eat booty and a lot of people think that's nasty, so you know.
What about sis?
Oh, see, that's a whole nother topic too. See, oh yes, sis, we got to talk, sis.
We got to talk, sis.
We have to talk, sis.
So, some things I'm just having. Now you got,
man. Look, you gotta be open to at least try stuff at least one time. You never know if you'll like it if you don't try it one time.
Man. That's what I said. You have to. Well, no, I'm not gonna say that.
And it's not for everything, though. But it's not for everything. Not for everything.
That's what I was just gonna say. Cause
I tried sticking my finger in a boy asshole once.
Did she face it?
I mean, he went too happy, and I was like, I thought niggas liked that. He was like,
real, and that's real talk, because like, they got a lot of niggas like that. Like, man, it took me a minute to let somebody, you know, play around my booty area, and I was like, no, indeed, no.
But, like, this dude was just saying, like, it's just so old about
I mean, because some men just don't like, you know, sis, not, you know, that's just an area, sensitive area.
Right, you know, it's just, I don't know, that's real, Yeah. Yeah.
You just can't go just poking around though. Girl, you will get shot, bitch.
That's a tough one. Like,
They go
poking. Man, you gotta trick that nigga. Man, you know niggas be having a hard time finding a hole.
But speaking of that,
because vaginas ain't placed in the same spot. No one vagina is gonna be in the same spot. So with her vagina hit, yours might be a little lower, with hers a little higher, you know.
I've seen that one time on a white girl. Her pussy was like so low and so long. It was weird.
You gotta hit her with that camelback for real. You gotta go low. You got the turtle. You gotta hit her with that turtle shell.
I wonder if I can find a picture of her and post it so y'all can see. Like, it was. Oh, it was weird.
I wanna marry a white
really?
Boy.
So if we got anybody white listening to this, Jeremy Ray is available. She on the market. She say throw her a ring. She popping it.
I just like the freaky things the white people do. That's about it.
Black people do freaky shit too. I
mean, no.
Man,
because me and my coworkers were just having this discussion yesterday, and we were talking about fisting. And fisting is more common for the white people than the black people.
Y'all want to be fisted? First of all, if you could take a motherfucking fist, I don't need to be with you.
Ain't nobody sticking. First of all,
if you can
first
take
all,
a
ain't
fist,
nobody sticking a fist.
Thank
my
you, Ray.
Disgusting.
If you can take a fist, I ain't with you, my nigga. Like, something is wrong.
I'm not sticking. You're not sticking no fist.
But that's what we were saying. Everybody was like, bitch, first of all, one finger could barely fit, bitch. Two is stretching it, bitch.
Man,
but a whole fist.
Man, I seen a nigga get his elbow in a bitch vagina before. Mm. His elbow.
Mm-mm.
I done seen some shit, bitch.
Not the
that's
elbow,
nasty.
Elbow, man. So I'm trying to figure out, like, no, you into that fist and shit? That's what you want to try?
No, not at all.
You sure? It sounds like you're scared.
No.
Y'all be looking at my shadow. My booty
here
look
we
big.
Go.
Oh,
it
girl.
Is. I'm fine.
Don't believe the shadow, girl.
That shadow be tricking me.
No, the shadow is big as fuck because my ass is big. Okay?
Oh, that's okay, sis.
We're gonna let you.
Okay, no, because everybody ain't got your fucking big old booty. The big cups on and shit.
I'm
don't
just
come
saying,
for me.
Sis. Bitch, you know I have to work hard for this booty, bitch. Them little.
Okay,
a good $1,200 spit, bitch.
Fuck that. Shout out all my average dick niggas, you heard me? Yeah, you know. That's how I'm talking.
That's another topic, too.
You hear me?
Yes, we can talk about
the size. Because we have... that's just a whole other topic in itself. That's just...
that's why I shouted out my average...
Because size
hey,
does not matter.
It do and it don't.
No, it do doesn't. It doesn't.
Telling you.
It doesn't.
So I'm going to tell you why it doesn't. Just from a little dick nigga. I ain't going to say a little dick nigga because I'm an average dick nigga, you know. From... We more creative in the bedroom.
Because y'all have to make up.
We more creative in the bedroom because we, you know, we got it like, yay. Yeah.
So y'all have to make up for what y'all lack.
You going to have more fun with us.
And your little pack. Above your thing.
But kids are small, though. Kids has a very nice thing. We're gonna say that for later. That's a little juicy.
Not on the first podcast.
Woo!
I thought nothing was wrong with sleeping with a person. I'm not.
Girl, where is my sound effects? Girl, I need my siren. Girl, where is it? Flag on the play, bitch. Flag on the play.
But yeah, that is shit there. It's crazy though. But yeah,
because see, that's where a lot of men who have big penises think they have automatically have good dick, and no, it does not work like that. Sorry.
No, and some niggas need to understand good pain from bad pain. If a bitch saying stop, hold up, and you thinking just because you rocking it, no, bitch, you hurt.
Now that ain't all the time though. Like you gotta gauge the different stop, nose, hold up, because. Because some women will tell you stop, no, hold up, because they think they got to pee and they really don't know because they ain't never squirted before. And then, you know, they don't want that embarrassing moment because some women be embarrassed by it.
True.
You know, they had a feeling that they don't know what they're feeling.
When the pussy gets dry, when the pussy starts drying up, that is your...
She said that bitch feel like sandpaper. It feel good, feel like sandpaper. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Well, yeah, but to my big dick fellas out there,
fellas out there,
have a big dick does not mean you fuck good, okay? I just want to bust y'all ego right quick.
And we can't just focus on the men.
Ooh.
And ladies, just because your pussy gets wet, don't always mean.
Nah.
Okay.
That shit might be bust open, no walls. I fell in some pussy one time.
Preach this.
Walls, none.
Quick, it might... you hear me?
So you know that y'all know that water we drain from our tuna fish.
Oh no!
I dumped that out. This I never drunk this. I don't know.
I know. I said you know that water. I didn't say we drank it. That water.
Okay, drain.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. Boy, quit lying, boy. You said that's tuna water. But you're lying.
That's tuna water. Baby, that's tuna water.
I'm just saying.
But yes, lady,
you could be
it's true. How
low?
Them hoes be thinking because it's tight, it's wet. Ooh, they got the best pussy. No, bitch. You gotta work it. Same way with a nigga with a dick. Bitch, you gotta work it.
I never forget my little pilot, dog.
And there it is. If you really uncertain if your pussy tight or not, go have sex with a little dick nigga. That's childish as fuck, but if the hoes don't know.
Okay. Bitch.
I'm just putting them on that free game. Go have sex with a little thick nigga. That can help you. Or let him finger you.
Niggas' fingers be dirty, girl. I don't trust that bitch.
niggas say you gotta check their fingernails.
End up with a fucking infection, bitch. Playing with them niggas, bitch.
Don't let him mess up.
Okay.
First of all, I'm gonna let you know. Don't if he got fingernails, he shouldn't be fingering you in the first place.
True.
I had learned that, you know, you can't be putting them fingernails up in there, especially if you want to play with the booty. You know, you gotta bite that you gotta bite that fingernail off. That fingernail gotta go. that fingernail gotta go.
Right, that's what I was just gonna say. After the finger goes in the booty or before?
Before you gotta bite it.
Okay.
Listen, point being is let your man. Men get manicures and pedicures.
Okay, I get my shit done.
It's nothing.
Ain't no
care.
That shit feel like you walking on L too.
Hey, you get Let me tell y'all, you get a massage. Look,
they gonna try to test your gangster and ask you what color you want. Don't let them put no clear coat on your shit or nothing.
Hey, tell them put some oil on your
shit. Bro, we don't do that no more, bro. You just buff my shit out.
I don't want to put the fan up on me. I think my brother get a little shine on here.
We have a few men that get a little shine, a little clear coat. Think we don't be noticing, but we notice.
Nah, ain't no clear coat, bitch. Just buff my shit out. That's it.
No, because you know they have some clear policies.
I don't want to protect my shit. I don't want it to strengthen my shit.
And it gives a cleanest look to it. Man.
I don't need that. Just buff my shit out.
See, that's what I'm saying. I know a lot of men that do that because it looks nice.
Just buff my shit out. Then when your nails grow, the shit start looking all ugly and shit. Now you got to get a refill. What if a nigga been like, say, babe, I need a refill? What the fuck? No, I don't care though, but it looked like that, dog. That's what it looked like. Damn, babe, it's time for me to go get a refill. My nails ugly. No, dog. No. It's the fingernails or the toenails. No, no.
Mm-mm. Well, I don't look at people's feet because I'm not a feet person. Feet is nasty.
Shit.
If your feet ugly, yeah, you can't talk to me.
That's how my brother be feeling. My brother suck toes. He be deep.
And guess what?
He be deep in it.
That's so nasty.
And she like it. You know what
I'm
saying? She like it.
Please don't touch. Oh my god. Oh.
I don't know though. You say that. You say that sometimes, but if you getting it right, some shit you don't like.
No, it's no.
No,
please.
Don't touch my feet.
I don't know.
They had it done right.
I'm telling you, y'all. I hate for my feet to be touched during sex. Yeah, let me tell you. If I know you want to touch my feet, I'm gonna put
exactly. But no, they had one girl. Oh my god.
I'm gonna put on socks.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's nasty. That's nasty. Because they had one guy, girl, we was in missionary. And next thing you know, bitch, nah, girl, you know, missionaries, the ooh, girl, bitch. Mm. Mm. Bitch, you know, he got the feet, girl. Next thing you know, bitch, I know my eyes closed, bitch. I'm in, bitch, pleasure land, bitch. Girl, I feel something wet on my big toe, bitch.
Y'all know what it feel like? Y'all know what it feel like when somebody suck your toes to me? When you step on something.
Right, girl. Oh, that's so nasty.
Oh,
I really had to stop. I had to tell him to get off of me. Like, you just turned me off. Like, bitch, pussy is dry now, bitch. Like, bitch. That's nasty.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a podcast, bro. We got a little sex podcast.
I don't do that shit.
Call it G-Spot. Hey, look, I was never on G-Spot.
Tell them to an end.
So since the name of our show is the G-Spot, say, Nola, what a man G-Spot is.
See, somebody asked me to talk about that today, and I said we're going to save that for a later episode.
Oh, all right, we'll say that for a later episode.
Because people have to be educated that men have G-spots as well.
And it's not your penis.
Okay.
No.
Or, Ray, you know what an G-spot is, Ray?
Mm-hmm. We already talked about it on Snapchat.
Okay.
Here with
education. Okay.
It's in a place that I don't want to go.
Oh, man. Y'all are out of bounds.
I said, you know what? I'm going to think about
it. You got to try it.
I know. I just got to find the right nigga.
Please. The right nasty nigga.
Like, okay.
But not one that's not
sexual.
He
just got to be open. Well, how you want a nasty nigga but y'all, don't want... So you got a limit to your nasty?
The only limits I have, which y'all should know this by now, follow me on Snapchat, is... Well, now I added fisting. So fisting and feet, I will not do. That's just, and I'm still iffy about double penetration. So I don't know.
Now you've been on the DP for a minute, dog.
Cause I wanna try it, but I'm scared.
What you scared of?
What you mean?
What you scared of?
Just plug your asshole.
That's how you start off.
That's too much.
How? No, it's
if you
could
take if you take
put a
if you take a thumb,
a bullet, anything.
Yeah,
just
if you take a thumb,
asshole.
What's the difference between getting you a little plug?
That, oh, now see, we had discussion at work too, because the boy was like, "Oh, the thumb, no. Let me explain this right quick."
If
oh,
so
yes.
Good.
Oh yes, oh
yeah.
But
God.
See, have you ever tried the booty? Have you ever tried getting poked up in your booty? Oh, okay, well you know the pain, but I just want to educate you, fellas, that the finger does not reach the second hole is where we feel all the pain. The second hole. Now see the little first outer hole? you know, that's a little pain too, because it's small and tight, and you know, but your finger does not reach that second hole. So when y'all try to compare your fingers to your, no, it's not the same. It's not the same at all.
What if somebody got some big ass fingers?
Some gorilla.
Then you're not going nowhere near me. No,
they got niggas with huge fingers.
You, first of all, you
okay, what are they like? Letting King Kong stick his hand on my what?
All right,
gorilla. Okay.
If you need a moment, you know explain. What? You'll be all right.
Oh, baby, no. Tell him. Look, call him. Tell him join this conversation. Tell him just call him.
Okay, do you want to be a co-host? Okay.
They only knew.
He
looked
like he got a lot.
Yeah,
of
y'all knew half the shit we did together.
Oh, long. Oh. Okay. So wait. Okay. Have y'all life. Did double penetration?
With a girl? Yeah, we flipped a couple of girls before.
Oh, I'm talking about double penetration, flipping girls, and all this is two different things.
It's not. So flipping dang. Girls. So it's the difference between flipping girls and running the train.
And double penetration. All this is stuff.
Yes, it really is. Okay, so, I learned that.
Have we? No. No, we ain't. We ain't. No. I'm trying to see. Who we DP?
But y'all never did the double penetration.
Oh, we did DP like, Megan in the back of the Charger.
Oh! Girl, didn't they name a name? Megan. Girl, inbox me, please.
Then we did, oh, boy, sister. I got
to say. Oh! Hell, they did my doll sister, man. I forgot all about it.
Do not break the bro code.
He did know my doll.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Megan?
No,
girl.
You know what I hate? Mm-hmm. So, look, you know what I hate? Real talk. I hate when you meet a girl. And she tell you she don't suck dick because I remember the preacher's daughter used to stay around the corner from me. Oh my goodness, dog. I swear to God, bro.
Collection plate, nigga.
I swear to God, fool.
Oh, wait, what did you say? Her pussy dog. Was the collection plate.
Man, look, let me tell you. So me and my cousin knocking her down from like, fool, we knocking her down from like 8 p.m. to like 2, 3 in the morning. We gone. Sent her home and then went around the corner by my little partner house. It's three of them in there knocking her down again.
Nigga.
Fool, I remember that shit, dog.
I never forget
that. She just had the whole train station at that point.
She got the nerve to tell me she don't suck dick. And then nigga, I put my dick in her mouth. She a whole porn star.
With the ham on it.
This nigga said the preacher's daughter. She
bitch,
was a
whole collection, baby. Girl, but that's how I be. Now, see y'all. Now, see this. Why I don't go to church, y'all. Now, see what I'm saying? Because I don't stand in a church. Now, see. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to listen to my story. Listen well. Because them preacher children is very nasty. Okay? Now, it was during prayer service. Now, you know, prayer service, just sit down to thy neighbor. Okay? And thy neighbor so happens to be a young, fine boy. So then the pastor went and said, everybody bow your heads.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know I'm in body all
over. Bobbing.
Okay. And then he released the Holy Ghost inside my mouth. But you know, that's a whole different story. Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Ooh, oh man.
Take control of this vehicle, Lord. Yes, Jesus, take it.
Y'all out the box.
See, you offered the boxer, and he gave you the caca.
Oh my God.
She in church just popping it off. Boy. I thought my bucket list was bad. Damn.
She things
list,
yeah,
she
things happen. Things happen. You know.
It be like that shit. Hey, I guess, you know.
I mean, but I'm not a whole collection plate like y'all talking about.
No. Ooh, she popped it off. Yeah.
Man, shit. She was an usher, the deacon in the pool pit.
She was the pool pit.
She was the pool, nigga.
She got shit.
Damn. Yeah,
we was in there. Yeah, man.
Girl.
Faithfully.
Down bad.
Down bad. Bad.
Bitch. Ooh. Well, was she getting paid if she was the collection plate?
She was.
That's what I was wondering, y'all. I was sitting here thinking, like, since she was a Kardashian,
yeah, like, no, did y'all give her a dollar?
It was out for free. In her bowl.
How old were we? It was like 16.
I think 16 or 17. Right,
yeah, girl, like 16, I wasn't even thinking about having that many. Girl, what?
Doubt. So, look. Let me tell y'all real quick.
At 16, yeah, I so okay.
Look, let me tell y'all about my first sexual experience, doubt.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
So, look, I was 7 years old. So, hand to God, I was 7 years old. A girl was like 13. We was all by my uncle's house. We smoking weed. We turning up and shit. And then we go by the girl's house that stay right behind my uncle. So, you know, he trying to be cool. He just got out of jail and shit. So, we go over there. Her little sister sleep. She put me on the washing machine. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. She get on top, start riding me. All I know is feel good. So, boom. They come back to my uncle's house, whatever. Mama got home. They come over there to the uncle's house. We over there chilling, turn up. Me and my cousin get in the room. I'm eating this one girl pussy. I think her name was Jasmine. I think it was. So it's my first time.
See, you're gonna get us sued before we even make it out the motherfucking door. Cause you just name dropping like it ain't nothing.
They got a lot of thousands.
Yeah, they got a thousand Ashley's, million. Right, Jessica's, you know, she probably don't even remember.
Right. Come on now.
Okay. You could be the next. You know, this is Bill Cosby and all this you going remember. On.
Man, look. Hey, y'all seen that little meme where it said, if I touch your ass in the sixth grade, I apologize now. Nigga, that was me, Irving.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. That's funny. That's how I love them.
Mine was easy. Mine was in the bushes. Everybody kept telling me she was a hoe. And I was like, fuck it. I want to get this off my chest. Everybody came to keep saying, hey, having sex before me. But as soon as I had sex the first time,
oh man,
the real came out. Nigga, I never had sex yet. How was it? Nigga, y'all tricked me into having sex. Shit. I wasn't
ready. That's crazy.
Then y'all tell me, go, hey, this little chick, Adrian, man, she a hoe.
I wanted it. I was ready. I told my best friend, I said, I ain't gonna say their name. He's a
popular. They still follow you. You still talk to them. That's why.
Yeah, we don't talk to these.
And they all know Nola, so they might follow this podcast. But I'm not gonna say no names.
I gotta say, I know a nigga.
I'm gonna say nicknames. Buttercup.
Oh, he knows his nickname.
That's the girl. She know her nickname. They gonna know, but only them will know. And Lucky.
Damn.
I had said,
that's like you get a nigga
I call Buttercup, because they're cousins. I said, Buttercup, I want to do it. You know, I hear you talk about how good it is and all this, that I just want to try it. But I want Lucky to do it. At the time, Lucky had just became my boyfriend. Like, but we had been cool for so long. Like, y'all, I had set it up. I was like, come to my house at 12 o'clock, but you gotta leave it till 2:15 because my mama get off and she gonna be there at 2:30.
I can't even say. I don't even say
this. So, he came over. I stuck him in my room, front door action. I've been a front door type of chick. We going upstairs. Oh my God. Y'all, I was so fucking scared. He was like, you sure? I was like, I'm ready. I watched too many fucking movies as a child. I'm like, I'm ready. He was the ticket, and I was like, Lord, no. He was like, you want me to keep going? I was like, yes. Y'all was crying.
Dying on the inside.
Y'all was shaking. I was trembling.
You okay, man?
Oh my God. Oh my God, y'all. Yo, I lost 30 pounds. I ain't want to touch it. I'm
weak. My dog said she didn't want to see no meat after that.
Not a piece of fucking meat.
Oh my dog.
Oh my God. I told my mama. My mama told me my life was ruined. I didn't touch dick for 2 years after that.
Oh, bitch. Man. I heard that first time be rough. Like, that first time don't feel good for women at all, really. Like,
and they be talking about it's just so good. Bitch, it didn't start feeling good till after, like,
the lines.
Look at her ass.
The lines.
Strictly.
She was like, my first time was motherfucking spectacular.
Girl, I saw God.
That bitch probably was fucking dick amazingly on her first time.
Well, actually, no. See, my first time was behind a school bleachers.
Oh my God.
See, I wasn't that bad if I was doing the bushes.
Real niggas, bro. Everybody did.
You know, at school, hey, yeah.
I was scared to do the school.
Under the bleachers at 3-5? Swear to God, fool. Because you know they ain't closed the malls all the way. They ain't closed the malls all the way, dog.
To my West Bank followers, if you went to Truman Middle, then you know the gym bleachers. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so it was just an experience, and my dick sucking skills was not up to par. Let's just say that.
Not compared to now, but I mean, you was.
I mean, I had cotton mouth my first time. Like, it was just dry. Like,
see, you actually want to try. Some girls be like, do that. That's nasty.
And now I love it.
First into it.
Yeah. Now I love it. I'm like, right. Get out my mouth.
I'll put you on the Olympic team.
Ooh,
just the way you sound. You sound like you like you see you come from the diaphragm. Like you swallow that thing whole.
I mean, she's seen my videos. I mean,
she
do. I don't want to brag.
Yeah, she go hard, bro.
Even baby girl, no, you go head first. In that thing.
Literally,
you a headologist, girl.
Yes,
I am.
You
know?
You head of your class.
You ever had your dick sucked with a pocket pussy?
Fool. Hold on, fool, she made a video down that I got to show it to you,
sucking
a
pocket, but hold on, say
yes, fool. I understand,
nigga. I had one before when I was lonely.
I got to show you video, fool. Like, fool.
That nigga ain't nothing short about that thing.
Hey, I got to show you video, fool. I got to show you
video. Some amazing shit. Ladies, we're going to say that for dick fucking 101. One of these
days. No, you got to write the book on it first. Then you can talk about, the class.
Because, ladies, I'm tired of y'all men hitting me up in my DMs, teach my bitch how to suck dick. That's embarrassing.
Mm.
Okay. And it was the first thing they say after that. You got to show it on me first, and then you can teach her.
They do.
What I told you.
Niggas.
And I'm like, no, I have enough videos for that. Tell her, inbox me, and I'll teach her. Okay, ladies, that's embarrassing.
Follow her on the snap, because whenever she want to start her shit back up, but because she give lessons all the time.
I do. I'm thinking about returning back to Snap. Everybody wants me to return.
Oh, she about to be jawing. You about to put the 45 on. She about to put the 45 on.
That's it.
I do want to make a jersey.
Now, we really could make jerseys.
That's it here, Hannah.
We already trademarked that.
That's my title. Ray, what's your title? Virgin Mary?
Yes.
Fuck no, Mary Magdalene. Fuck no, Mary
Magdalene. He said, "Oh hell no, Mary Magdalene." Goddamn.
That's what we doing. But you, my dog, though. Yeah.
Okay, so kid, what's your jersey gonna say?
Paw.
Oh.
Limp dick.
You know what?
Oh man, Austin Powell.
Oh, wait, pause. Austin Powell. Dingling in the back. Pause.
Austin Powell bought Daddy Fat Sack.
What? I heard King Dingling in the back. That what?
That's him. That ain't me. That nigga. So when we flip girls, I always gotta go first. Shout out to my average dick niggas. You heard me?
Oh.
You ain't ready for that one though.
Yeah, all my average dick niggas, fool. You better.
Nigga, I want to tell me. I'm going first,
fool. Shit.
Nigga, I got a number though. How you go first?
Got me
fucked
up.
Megan, sis, calling Megan.
Man, look, let me tell you about Megan. Megan wasn't even my hoe. She was my little partner hoe, and she ain't like my little partner no more. And talked to my brother, and she was like, "Who that dude?"
We hit all her friends.
Yeah, we done hit her friends already.
Megan.
Who that came?
Megan and Posse. Megan and Posse. Please call in. Thank you.
After that, nigga, we just, every time we called her, I need to ride back home.
We already know what it is. Then we take that drive Slidell, boy.
That was coming through the back way.
Megan. Megan and Slidell. Please give us a call. Thank you.
I bet niggas on the podcast.
Okay,
like, I know Megan.
Right.
Nigga be like, nigga, I just.
What we doing? 45 minutes, an hour?
45. It was supposed to be 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, we over, boy. Y'all done got too much. Y'all done got too much juice.
Y'all did on the first episode. This is not even technically the first episode
already and everything.
Pilot.
No, she trying to get out because she got that dick appointment she about to run to. She's sitting in the car like, God damn it.
I said I'm going to do this.
She's sitting in the car like, nigga, we done went overtime.
You're getting gas right now.
she texting nigga like, I'm about to be on my way in a minute. Right, I'm on the way.
It's my mom. Oh, so out of bounds. Oh, my God. All
right.
Well, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to our introduction. Y'all got a little more than what y'all bargained for.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all.
Our next episode will be next week, hopefully on time.
You know, black people never on time.
On time.
People's on the podcast early, so speak for yourself.
All names and rights of this podcast have been trademarked by JJ.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So don't even think about even copying.
Shout out to my mentor, Rico Strong. Hello. I appreciate you. Love you. Superhead. Shout outs to you.
Hey, Rico Strong was one of the first niggas I ever seen do porn. That actually had boxers on.
Yeah.
At first.
And slipped it through the box.
Right.
He wasn't showing no ass.
He was the first nigga, bro, ever. Because I used to watch porn. I made a snap about this shit earlier. Them niggas did not wear drawers at all. Them niggas used to freeball. Like, nigga, you driving down the highway and you getting your dick sucked, but you ain't got drawers on. Like, what average nigga don't wear drawers?
But anyways.
I'm not turning.
Our next episode will be our...
Come on, be realistic.
King Dingling in the background, please. Hush, thank you.
Yes, mama.
Thank you. Appreciate you. But anyway, followers, fans, all my little sluts and pimps. Our next episode next week will be our first official episode where we will be discussing a topic, which I'm going to let you guys vote on. Just pay attention to the Instagram and Twitter, and we'll have that updated for you guys. Kid, Ray, y'all have any closing statements?
No.
Okay. I do. I fuck with y'all. Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Tell your auntie, your uncle, your cousins. Tell them about the podcast.
Please.
Thank you. G-Spots, where it's at.
Ooh, so orgasmic. Yes. Love it. All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in.